And those of you that have your Bibles, if you would, I want you to turn with me to a very familiar passage of Scripture. We want to look at Job chapter 14. And I want to look at verse 1. Job chapter 14. And let's look at verse 1. When you've got it, just say, I've got it. And the word of God reads on this order. Man born of a woman is of a few days and full, tell somebody full, of trouble. Man born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. And this morning I want to just ask you a question. Is life worth living? Is life worth living? When we look at the life of mankind, we discover that our days are not very long. And by the time you think you're beginning to live, death is knocking at your door. And then when it's look at it real closely, it seems that the days that we do have often are filled with disappointment, heartache, pain, sorrow, and suffering. And you will begin to ask yourself the question, is life worth living? Now, I know you sitting here, and I know you real religious, and you saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. I understand that. But I'm sure somewhere in your life, you've asked yourself the question, if you'll be real, is life worth living? And I can hear somebody saying, if it ain't one thing, it's another. But I've come this morning to bring you some good news. See, all news ain't bad. And I came to tell you that the bad news was wrong and the good news is right. And even in life, when we begin to ask ourselves the question, is it worth living? Often it's because of folk around us that will mess you up if they can. Amen. Can anybody relate to that? Let me explain. Can I tell a story this morning? See, when you look in the book of Genesis, chapter 37, we find a man here by the name of Joseph. And Joseph was the favorite of his daddy. And so his dad made him a coat of many colors. And Joseph also was a dreamer. And see, let me tell you, some folk will hate on you just because you have a desire to go to the next level in Christ, and you decide that you want to change your level of living and you're not going to stay on the same level that they are, then they hate it because you are a dreamer and they'll attempt to destroy your dream. Help me, somebody. Then we all know the story, but because of his brother's jealousy. And I didn't say the folk across town jealousy. But because of his brother's jealousy, they'll take him and they'll throw him down in a pit. Then later on, they will take Joseph and they will sell him into slavery. And I'm sure Joseph began to ask the question, God, is life worth living? See, sometimes the storms of life are raging and the winds seem to be blowing and howling on every hand. Trouble comes. And you say, God, is this really worth it? When people do you wrong and things begin to crumble in your life, you say, God, why am I experiencing experiencing this. And we go through certain situations for so long, we just wonder if times will ever change. Yes, issues in life will take us through, and we feel like we don't have anything else for which to live. But I'm here to tell you that trials come to make us strong. And see, I know this morning somebody is looking for some strength, but see, what you're going through is just preparation for what God is fixing to take you to. What do you mean, Pastor, when I say sometimes that the things that we go to, we feel like we don't have anything left to live for? But you got to keep on striving. You got to keep on trusting. You got to keep on believing, knowing that everything will be all right. If you ask somebody this morning that has a lot of money, able to travel and see the world, and they'll probably tell you that life is really worth living. If you were asked somebody that has a very good job, and right now it seems like they have plenty of finances in their life, they would probably tell you, Pastor, things are really well right now, and life is really good. But now if you go to the other side of town where I'm from, amen, I don't know where you're from, but if you go to the other side of town, you'll begin to ask the man that can barely provide a living, and he'll probably tell you, God, I've asked, is life worth the living? And if you ask somebody that's living from check to check, trying to feed and clothe themselves, they will look you in your face and probably tell you, I don't know if it's really worth living right now or not. But I stop by to tell you, look up. Be encouraged. Where am I looking, Pastor? I can hear the words, and I will lift mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help, knowing that all of my help comes from God above. I know it's cloudy right now, but behind every dark cloud, the sun is still shining. Tell somebody, it's shining right now. Hallelujah. Sometimes the storms of life rage and winds blowing and trials will knock you down, and it seems like nobody really cares. But I can quote something to you today that he says, cast all your cares upon him because he truly cares for you. Sometimes you may go through life and fears come up on you, and sometimes you will even question or not whether or not the day that you were born, that it had never taken place. But here, Job tells us that man born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Now, I know all of us know the story of Job, but don't skip from the front to the back. Let's go in the middle. Job, I can hear Job saying right now, God, why are these things happening to me? And perhaps you're saying the same things in your life right now. And see, you can't listen to what everybody else says. Job's wife said, you ought to just curse God and die. But I can hear Job saying, if I ever needed the Lord, I knew him right now. See, God, I need you now. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, I need the Lord to help me. Because you begin to question, is life worth the living? Now you think about Job. Let me tell the story. When you think about Job, I want you to ask yourself, what conclusion had Job come to? He lost his cattle. All right. He lost his children. His wife is tripping. And so are his friends. But I can hear Job right in the midst of his circumstances saying that I know that my Redeemer lives, and even though the skin's worm might destroy this body, I know after a while there's a brighter day ahead. Perhaps it's sickness that makes you ask the question, is life worth living? Anybody here ever been sick? Perhaps maybe you haven't, but live on, because this old body will begin to deteriorate. As each day goes by, you're getting another day older, and you had an ache that you didn't have last year. You say, oh, where did that come from? But see, time brings about a change in your life. But when I look at sickness, I look at Acts chapter 3. I can see a man that laid at the gate all of his life. And he's still suffering, and nothing in his situation has changed. See, somebody here has been dealing with the same situation year after year, day after day, month after month, and it seems like nothing is changing in your life. And this is the state that many folk are in today. We come to church 52 Sundays a year, even sometimes on Wednesday, but nothing's happening in your life. I'm talking to somebody this morning, and you're asking yourself the question, is life really worth the living? See, sometimes you have to go through in order to get to. Now, right now, see, if it never rained in your life, you really wouldn't appreciate the sunshine, because, see, we take God for granted and think that the sun's supposed to shine every day. But I come to tell you, in every life, some rain must fall. Think about a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. And I'm sure somewhere in those 144 months, she asked the question, God, is life really worth the living? Because see, I can't go to church because the law said, as long as I've got this issue of blood, I'm really unclean, for the church has put me down. My family acting funny. So God, is life really worth the living? The Bible says she didn't have any money. Couldn't buy no more medicine. The drugstore said, your charging days are over because you can't pay your bills. And I'm sure she began to ask herself the question, God, is life worth the living? But I'm told that though she was going through her issue, she didn't become blinded by her condition, because she heard that there was a doctor in town, and his name was Jesus, and she felt like, if I can just get close to Jesus, something might change. He said, I've tried everything else. I've been to the hematologist. I've been to the oncologist. I've been to the rheumatologist. I've been to my doctor, but nothing is changing, so I think I'm going to try Jesus. And the Bible says that she went into the midst of the multitude, and she started out at the back of the line. Anybody been at the back of the line? You ought to thank God if you have, because the Bible says, and the last shall be, and the first shall be. So right now, I can see her standing at the back of the line and saying, God, will I ever get to meet the man that they say is giving sight to the blind? He's raising up the lame. He's making the cripple walk. But the Bible says, you begin to make steps toward Jesus. And right now, if it feels like life is not worth living, you need to start making a step. Amen. You need to step toward Jesus. And I know it seems like you've been in the line for a long time, but peek this out. You're next in line. You're next in line for a miracle, and somebody ought to be expecting a miracle to happen in your life today. See, every time I come in these doors, I'm expecting God to show up and be here, and I'm going to get in the midst of his presence, and when I'm in the presence of God, things begin to happen. Amen. Somebody got to step out on faith. Try Jesus. I can hear my grandmother saying, try Jesus. He's all right. And I tell you, when you've tried Jesus, you will discover that life is really worth the living. And see, there's going to be times in your life that nobody's going to encourage you. You hear what I said? But you've got to learn to encourage yourself. Watch this. See, the Bible says that when she made steps to Jesus and she was able to touch his garment, then something began to happen. And see, right now, somebody need to touch Jesus. Amen. Let me explain what I'm saying. I know y'all missed that. See, God has not gone anywhere. He's standing with arms wide open. And he says, now, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you a rest. But see, you waiting on God to come by your house and knock on your door. Sometimes you got to get crazy and lay down here in the floor and prostrate towards you like you lost your mind and begin to praise him. And then God will let you know that life is worth the living. Sometime in this life, death invades, takes our loved ones, and we wonder, is life really worth living? But see, when I look in the book of Luke chapter 7, I see where there was a funeral procession going on, and there was a lady that was a widow, and her son was dead. Now, I know that seems very unimportant to you, but if I can take time and tell the story, it was important to her because her son was her way of living, because he was the one that worked to provide her a living. But now, once he died, she did not know how she was going to make it. So I can see her saying right now, is life really worth the living? God, you've already taken my husband and I'm a widow, and now you've come and you've taken my son. God, how am I gonna make it? But then, tell somebody, Jesus showed up. See, when you see Jesus, you can't act the way you used to act. When you see Jesus, it seems like your trials and tribulations don't seem quite as hard. Because see, what happens is she found herself looking at Jesus. And the Bible says he just touched the casket, and the dead boy sat up and began to live. And some of you that are living in some dead end situations right now, I came to tell you that life is worth the living. You ever been at a point in life where no food was on the table? Stomach growling. Refrigerator empty. That will make you ask the question, is life really worth the living? Right now, somebody's at that point in life, and you're saying, God, I can't see how I'm going to make it, and I'm about ready to give up. But I can see a widow at a place known as Zarephath, and Elijah comes and asks this woman for a drink of water. Now, let me remind you that there had been a drought in the land, and water was really valuable. But see, in order to get something, you've got to give something. Amen. And see, right now, some of us can't be blessed past our situation because we're too tight to give it up. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm not talking about money. Ouch. I'm talking about our praise. You're too tight to give up your praise, knowing that you need a blessing. But see, when praises go up, blessings begin to come down. See, God inhabits the praises of his people. Somebody can't get blessed this morning, and you're ready to give up, and all you got to do is praise. Then he asked this woman for something to eat, and she told him, all the thing I got is a little bit of meal. I'm going to make a piece of bread. Then me and my son are going to prepare to die. That's it. But she said, but I'll do as you ask me. And see, whenever you taste of Jesus, you will find out that life is worth the living. And the Bible says that she went, she prepared the man of God, and she went back, and she made more meals, and she went back, and she made more meals. What I'm trying to tell you is that God is, will not make a way somehow. He is the way, he is the truth, and life is worth living if you'll just trust Jesus. Don't trust your common sense. We all rather stupid at times. But you better, I'm talking about you, but you better trust Jesus, because see, there's a way that seemeth right, and sometimes we get a little bit confused. Amen. And because it's long, think about this. If you allow God to come into your life, you'll discover that life is really worth the living. And as long as you got Jesus, you've got everything that you need. For I can hear the Bible saying that he shall supply all of our need according to his riches and glory. So if you're ready to give it up because you don't have no stuff, just trust Jesus. God will bless you with some stuff. Yes, Joseph was sent to prison, but that's all right, because the Bible says that he's going to go from the pit to the palace. Anybody here ready to go from the pit to the palace? Let me explain what happened. I'm trying to get out of here. But see, there was a famine in the land, and the brothers of Joseph had come down to Egypt, and they were trying to buy some grain. But in order to buy some grain, you had to bow down to the man that was in charge. Now watch this. Go back to Joseph being in the pit. And he asked God, "Look, God, is life worth living?" Then the Bible says that they sold him into slavery in a strange land. And I can hear Joseph saying, "God, is life worth living?" Then when he got to Egypt, the king's wife, Potiphar, accused him of trying to hit on her, and Joseph was thrown into prison. And I can see him locked behind jail bars and saying, "God, is life worth living?" But then I told you, Joseph was a dreamer. And see, the king said, "Now, Joseph, since you've told me some stuff, I'm getting ready to elevate you." And so instead of being a prisoner, Joseph became a high-ranking official. "I'm getting ready to move from the pit to the palace." I tell you, life is worth living. Life is worth living. And as these men began to come, and they began to bow down in order to buy some grain in Egypt. And guess what? The three men that had to bow down, they were Joseph's brothers. They had to come to their brother and say, "Will you sell me something to eat?" That's the reason that the Bible says he'll make your enemy be your footstool. All you gotta do is just hold on just a little while longer. I tell you, life is really worth the living. And then I can see that man that had been laying by the gate in Acts chapter 3 had been coming to church all his life, and it seemed like wasn't nothing happening. But then God sent somebody by, and they said, "Silver and gold I don't have, but I got what you need. I come to tell you, God's got what you need." And the Bible says that he got up. A crippled man got up, and he began to walk, run, and leaping through the temple like he lost his mind. And I know that he thought that life wasn't worth living, but I just come to tell you, hold on just a little while longer. Everything will be all right. And they said, "Who is this man that's jumping around like he's lost his mind?" They say, "That's the crippled man." And see, right now, your friends are looking at you. They said, "You wasn't going to make it, but you can tell them I was that crippled man. I held on just a little while longer. Then God showed up. Then God, he showed out. I'm so glad that life is worth the living." Then I got to go back to my homeboy named Job. He started out, he had 10 children. He had 500 cattle. He had 7,000 of another thing. But then after a while, the Bible says he lost everything he had. Anybody here ever lost everything you had? Can anybody testify? "I lost my money. I lost my job. I lost my car.
I lost my house and I thought that life wasn't worth living. But I discovered that there's something, that someone that has everything that I might need. Then in the end, Job, even though skinwalks had eaten him up, he had some more kids, had 1,000 oxen, had 1,000 donkeys, had 14,000 sheep. Ain't the Lord good? Is God's life worth living? See, once you meet Jesus, you can say, I don't have any money, but I'm still, I'm still living. My bills are due. I don't have a job, but I'm still going to keep on living. Friends turn their back on me, but I'm going to keep on living. Disappointments might come, but I'm going to keep on living. I can hear somebody say, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. Somebody here, it's time to lay it down. It's time, it's time, it's time to lay it down. It's life. Is life, is life, is life worth the living? Yes, it is, because I know I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Couldn't find no peace, couldn't find no joy, couldn't find no happiness. But then I met a man named Jesus, Mary's baby, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the bright and morning star, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tithkanu. He's my savior. He's all right. Life is, life is, life is worth the living. Anybody here been ready to throw in the towel? But then I found out that God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Anybody here know that God will give you life? Anybody know that God will give you peace? Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Somebody can call on Jesus. Somebody here can call on Jesus. Somebody said, I was getting ready to give up. I was getting ready to throw in the towel. I thought it was all over. But Jesus, tell somebody, Jesus, Jesus came my way. I can hear Jesus hanging out on the cross. And somebody said, it's finished. But what he was saying was, not I'm finished, but my job is finished. And they took him down and buried him in an old dusty grave. Anybody been graveyard dead? Anybody got some situation that make you feel like you're graveyard dead? But somebody said, all night, the first night, maybe you cried in the midnight hour. Somebody said, all night, the second night, no news from my Savior. But on the third day morning, he got up. Tell somebody, he got up. He got up. And because he got up, I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives. Anybody know Jesus is alive? He's well. You begin to speak to your circumstances and tell them how big your God is. He's all right. He's all right. Does anybody know he's all right? I feel pretty good right now. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I feel my health coming right now because I wasn't fit to live. I wasn't ready to die. I was getting ready to give up on life. But somebody said, I had a little talk with Jesus. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a light. Tell somebody, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw living because Jesus, he lived. Anybody know he lived? Anybody know he lived? Anybody know he lived? Are you ready to try Jesus today? Anybody know he lived? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yeah. I feel all right now. God will make a way out of no way. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I pray to him right now for bringing me out. Did he bring you out? 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 Oh, hallelujah. He's all right. He's all right. Does anybody know God was all right? I tried it early this morning. I tried him sometime in the midday hour. And sometimes I go all day long wondering if life is worth living. But over in the midnight hour, anybody been in the midnight hour when you cry out all night long? But Jesus, weeping, may endure for a night. But I tell somebody, in the morning, keep on preaching to me, in the morning, everything is going to be alright. Is life worth living? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. I don't care what lie the devil tells you. The answer is yes. God sent his son. As we stand